again, fellow travellers, and welcome to You Should Have Been There, and the very last short podcast in our 12 Days of Christmas quiz, with me, Mick Webb.
And me, Simon Calder. And a final reminder about how the puzzle works. By the way, you can go to anchor.fm/ You Should Have Been There and get all of the previous ones. We provide you with daily clues to different places. Let's call them destinations in Europe. Each one is from a different country. What you have to do is guess the destination. Then at the end, that'll be today, see if you can work out the link between them all.
We'll give you the answers afterwards in a separate podcast. But let's get going with the 12th destination and the first clue to its whereabouts.
What are the location's distinguishing features?
It's a destination in the purest sense of the word. Many roads lead there, and many visitors make their way here in many different ways.
Even I have. I'd add that this place and the surrounding area are in many ways not typical of the greater national whole, musically, to name just one aspect.
Give us a building to admire.
I'd go for a hotel, no ordinary hotel, but a luxurious museum of a hotel with a visual delight of a facade. It was originally a hostel for our location's exhausted special visitors, but that was some centuries ago.
I'm going to choose the whole of the square where your building and the cathedral are to be found, but there's also a splendid 18th century townhouse and a 17th century college. All very different architecturally, but absurdly harmonious. Bit like you and me, Mick.
And a view to savour?
If this old world starts getting you down, I recommend a €20 ticket for the rooftop tour of the cathedral. You can enjoy the sight of the sculptures up close, the spires, the towers and the roofs of our location. In the distance, the hills and peaks of this very mountainous region.
I'd suggest a bus ride out of the centre to a neighbouring hill, which is the location for an extravagant, modern cultural centre, which many think of as a self-indulgent waste of money. But from it, you certainly get a fine view of our historic destination.
And what about food? A typical dish, maybe?
Well, the vegetables from the region around our location are amazing, but I suppose I should plump for the seafood of many kinds, including the very odd-looking, tasty and extremely expensive goose barnacles.
I'm going to cut straight to dessert and cake that carries the name of our location. At its best, it's a light and scrumptious almondy confection.
What famous people hail from here?
A 19th century poet and novelist, some of whose writings were in the local language and much despised by the nation's male literati. Latterly, though, her work has been reappraised and recognised for its great quality.
I'm going to cheat here and give a shout out for someone who was buried here and responsible for the founding of our location.
Are there any statues to reckon with?
My favourite, amongst the hundreds to be seen in these streets, features a man with a very long beard and John Lennon-style glasses. He's sitting on a bench, just asking for you to sit next to him to have your photo taken. He was a radical, sometimes surreal dramatist and novelist, and he died in this destination on this very day 88 years ago.
And he never knew that we would be wrapping up on this particular day our 12 Days of Travel podcast quiz. We hope very much that you've enjoyed them and shared the fun with your friends and family, or maybe even people you don't like much. Don't forget, you can go back over the previous 11 days, see if you can work out the destinations, write them down in order of transmission, and discover what links them. We'll be back with the answers in a week's time.
We're on You Should Have BT on X, formerly known as Twitter, and always ready for an audio message at anchor.fm/ You Should Have Been There. That's all one word. Anyway, till next time, from me, Mick Webb.
And me, Simon Calder. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And goodbye from me. Dervla, as well. May all your New Year travel wishes come true. And do keep listening to You Should Have Been There.